Our 30th president, John Calvin Coolidge, one of the most underrated U.S. presidents, once said, "If good men don't hold office, bad men will." But what if good people run for office and people of goodwill don't mobilize to vote for them? Christians and voting is an important topic since millions of professing Christians sometimes seem not to mobilize to vote, or if they do vote, they don't seem to vote always consistently their biblical values. At least that's the finding of some pollsters. To try and remedy this is iVoter Guide, iVoterGuide.org. Debbie Withnow is the president of iVoterGuide.org. It's a division of AFA Action. And I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Debbie, we welcome you to the program. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure. And did I read correctly? You went to Princeton?
I got my master's at Princeton. That is correct. I spent 9 months there. That was enough.
And what? Well, I'm speaking of, you know, Christian values. Well, historically, Princeton stood for Christian values. What is the whole point of iVoterGuide.org and how does it work? I'm just going to let you wax eloquent.
Let me wax. Okay, so it is iVoterGuide.com. .org will work, but we typically go by .com. We are a Christian ministry. We were started in Texas. We merged with American Family Association back in 2021. And our goal really is, you know, we point to a quote from Bill Federer, who said the most important thing is to lead people to Christ. The second most important thing is to preserve the freedom to do the most important thing. And as you and I know, through those we've elected to represent us, those freedoms have been under attack. So our goal is to equip the electorate to vote informed. We do all the research for Christians, conservative voters. Actually, it's just data and truth. It's just as useful to the left as it is to the right. But our mission and our heart is to get the church out of the pews and into the polls and voting wisely. So we look at what candidates have done. We do the research that, you know, most people don't have the time or the inclination to do, probably about 4 hours per candidate that we are researching what they've done, not just what they say. So we have gathered scorecards, which are, if anybody's ever held office, like a state legislator or in Congress, there are organizations that score them based upon how they vote on legislation. And the best predictor of what somebody's going to do is what they have done. So votes are very helpful as we gather research and then rate the candidates. We also look at what candidates do with their money. As you know from the Bible, love of money is a downfall. And we can tell a lot about a candidate's philosophy based on not only who supports their campaign or who they choose to accept money from, or who's buying influence over that candidate or legislator, but also who, as an individual, they give their money to. And we have all of that data, millions upon millions upon millions of records from both the Federal Election Commission, which is for federal candidates, and then every state where we go down ballot, which is 40 states at this point, we have their state campaign finance database, and we match it up to show who supported the campaign, both contributions to the candidate and from the candidate. We then go and gather endorsements because that's like a job reference on a resume. And we find those both from the left and the right. We verify them and then put those up at iVoterGuide.com. We have a huge process where we send every candidate that's running for an office that we cover a questionnaire and we cover topics from, you know, right to life and religious liberty to immigration and education and even for judges, their judicial philosophy. But my favorite category is that we cover their values because our goal is to equip the church to identify candidates who think like they think and hopefully have a biblical worldview or a perspective on, applying biblical truths to policy and to cultural issues. So iVoterGuide gathers all of that information and more. We do independent research. We have an army of volunteers who, we train and task with looking at candidates' Facebook and website and Googling them and just searching and digging in the internet for every piece of data we can find on every candidate. And then we build a profile for every candidate containing all of that data. And then our army of volunteers are assisted in by my staff in assigning a rating to every candidate. So it's not just, you know, you hear voter guide and you may picture the piece of paper that comes out that has like 5 to 10 issues and do they support or oppose. This is very different from that. So we research all the candidates. All of that data is gathered on every candidate. We then rate them from far left to far right. Most candidates fall in the liberal to conservative range, but we still let you see all the data for yourself. iVoterGuide's goal is not to tell you who to vote for, but to give you the tools to choose for yourself who you're going to elect. And it is super, super easy to use. It is a website, though, which is why it's iVoterGuide.com. And then you enter your voting address. And then you don't need to know what congressional district you're in or what state senate district you're in or what state house district you're in. We just show you the races and candidates that are on your ballot. And that even includes, we're starting to cover school board races. And right now, you know, we have many voters in Virginia that would see not only, you know, the governor, the AG, the lieutenant governor, their state, the House of Delegates candidates, but also, Loudoun County school board candidates with all of that research that we have on every candidate and that rating, and the rating is super important in down ballot races like school board or city council, because frequently they run as nonpartisan candidates. So you as the voter don't have that D or R, Republican or Democrat behind the candidate's name to kind of know what platform or policies they in general would align themselves with. So nonpartisan races are where iVoterGuide information is even more important, but yet it's simple and easy to use. We're going to cover about 13,000 candidates in this coming election, federal candidates nationwide. We are in all 50 states. There are 40 states where we'll be covering statewide races. So the governor, the AG, the Supreme Court, if you've got a board, it's a statewide board of education. If it's on your statewide ballot and we're covering statewide, we will be researching and evaluating those candidates. We also have now started covering ballot measures in those states. And we do the ballot measures where there's a pretty clear liberal or conservative position. So election integrity, if there's a pro-life or pro-abortion ballot measure, if there's, marijuana or gambling. So conservative issues, will cover those ballot measures, because I don't know if you've heard it, but sometimes the media talking points are a little deceptive. And so our goal again is to give truth to the voters that they can verify for themselves. So we have all the sources that are there. iVoterGuide really is, your one-stop shop for election information. We're covering even right now this year, we're covering Virginia elections. They've got statewide and state legislative. We're covering New Jersey's elections, statewide and state legislative. We're covering ballot measures in California, their redistricting measure. We're covering three in Texas that are on our issues. We're covering a couple in Maine. We're covering a dozen special elections and a ton of school board elections in about a dozen states. So go to iVoterGuide.com, enter your address to see if iVoterGuide is covering the races near you. I would say go there first. And if we don't cover it, then do your research on yourself, on your own. But we give you a huge jump and a huge boost in helping you to be an informed voter.
Wow, this is fantastic. I don't understand the name. iVoterGuide. I mean, it's like, I am a voter. Is that what that means? What does the I stand for?
Think of it as I meaning internet voter guide, or I meaning individualized voter guide. The iVoterGuide began out of a gentleman in Texas who he lobbied with the legislature. He ran the Family Policy Council in Texas, but he had this light bulb moment and realized, I've never voted an intelligent ballot top to the bottom, down to school board, down to everything. And so he started researching candidates and did it all on paper, filled a 4-inch binder with research, had his friends around the conference table. They graded every candidate and passed it out in churches. Another guy had the idea to do a voter guide on the internet, because then it's easier to share. It's easier to personalize. And so that's really how iVoterGuide was born. We began in Texas in 2008. In 2012, we went nationwide, covering all the federal races and, always down ballot in just a few states. It's grown up to now 32 that we cover state legislative and 40 where we have statewide. And then 2021, AFA brought us under their umbrella and really gave us a broader voice through their radio stations and through all their streaming platforms. We partner with like-minded groups. We are the voter guide of, almost 70 organizations, because nobody does what iVoterGuide does. And we really just want the Christian community to vote wisely. So we love to partner with any like-minded group.
Is this group being effective? I mean, it sounds like it's on its way to being very effective.
We've educated millions of voters, and there are hundreds of races we can point to that iVoter Guide had more voters than the winning margin. So, you know, we helped flip the Supreme Court in North Carolina. We helped get an activist judge off of the Supreme Court in Oklahoma. We've helped, you know, get conservatives onto school boards and into state houses and into Congress. So, we certainly are making an impact, and I think God is just getting started.
You know, it's so interesting, too. I've found it so discouraging sometimes when, you know, in the past, okay, there's here's, let's say, five different people that are running for judges. And you're not allowed to know whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever. And you really have no idea. And sometimes I've actually said to people when they've asked me, and I honestly don't know, I've said, well, just get the local newspaper. And whatever they say to vote for, whoever they say to vote for, do exactly the opposite. And chances are you'll be biblical in your vote. I mean, that sounds kind of ignorant, but there's truth. I mean, it's about at least 90% of the time that's accurate.
Yes, it's better than nothing, Jerry. My husband will also look at, you know, what yards, if, you know, some people put a lot of yard signs, and he'll know that there's one person he doesn't want to vote for. And if he sees that yard sign in the yard, he'll make note of all the other signs in the yard and say, yep, those are off my list too. But iVoter Guide is just really a different way to go about it. We are very data driven and research. And even for judges now, at this point, it's Supreme Court judges, but our heart and our goal with additional bandwidth and funding would be to cover district judges that are on the ballot. And we have lawyers and law clerks who read the rulings of judges, who do the deep dive into the worldview and any articles or anything we can find on those judges. And we rate them from activist to originalist. So really just trying to give a great tool to voters so that they can to vote wisely. You know, our Declaration of Independence said government gets its power from the consent of the governed. And our heart is that the governed will be able to give an informed consent to who governs them.
Wow, that's great. Okay, even ballot initiatives or referenda or, you know, in this particular part of the county, should such and such happen as far as the agriculture or the water spigot or, you know, whatever. I mean, you get involved in those things.
We're not going down to those local ballot measures. We're starting at the statewide level. So obviously, there were a couple of big ones in Florida last election, and we did cover those. And what's interesting, I love the way we cover ballot measures, because I personally have walked into the ballot and you get down to this paragraph at the bottom of the ballot and you read it and you're like, well, what does that mean? I mean, it reads like a lawyer wrote it. And
you know, I think they do that on purpose, seriously, to obfuscate the real issues.
And they seriously do. And then the advertising, honestly, it lies. They spin it and it's not truth. So what iVoter Guide does is we show you what the ballot's going to read, but we also then say, here's what a yes means, and here's what it will accomplish. Here's what a no means and will accomplish. We look at who gives money to both sides, who endorses both sides. We give you both sides' arguments, and you know, they're both from both sides, so you can check it out for yourself. And then we rate it to let you know, a yes is a conservative vote or a no is a conservative vote, and vice versa. So again, not telling you who to vote for, but giving you the truth. Because that can be so hard to find through the media and through what comes in our mailbox.
And one day you hope that your services can be available through all the country. I mean, all 50 states races, et cetera.
We began in Texas, it was top of the ticket to the bottom, but only in five counties. So it was after the 2010 election where our founders said, you know what, Texas is doing okay, but the rest of the nation could use some help. So at that point, we went to all 50 states, but we didn't go as far down the ballot. But as we're dipping our toe into covering, you know, some school board races and some municipal races, the framework that iVoter Guide has built supports covering all those races. We can customize surveys for every race, even to every state or locality. It really comes down to bandwidth and scalability to be able to go. But our heart is to continue to grow further down ballot. Honestly, Jerry, that's where the information is more needed. And, you know, if you find iVoter Guide helpful and would feel like supporting it, we would very much appreciate that.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you so much. iVoterGuide.com. Debbie Withnow. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.